Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody to make me complete. I thought I needed that special somebody to make me feel good. But I forgot about the scripture that said I'm a jealous God. And beside me there is no other. So all you have to do is give your life to Jesus and let him make you complete.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The song says, I am complete in Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wholeness. I am complete in Jesus. You know, we continually grow. Each and every day we grow and grow. It's never something we should be learning more and more each day. It's never going to be a point when we get completely knowledgeable that we don't need the Lord. It's never going to be a point that we get to a point that we have gained access to all of the growth that we are to have, because we would need no, we would turn our backs on the Lord if we ever got to a point like that. So when we get to the point and we say we're complete in Jesus, we're just saying that we have offered up ourselves completely to the Lord. We're just saying that we are throwing our hands towards our Father, and we're saying, use me and have your way. We're just saying that we know that there is no other God. We know that we've tried different things and that we have came to the fact through living life that there is no other God. That Jesus Christ is our Abba Father. That he's able to do anything. That there is no limits on our God. That our God is a big God. That our God is a mighty God. That our God is a healing God. That our God is a loving God. Our God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. And so we are complete. We're satisfied. Hallelujah. So our cries is from our soul. It's from our spirit crying out to the Lord. And Father, I am complete in you. Hallelujah. I am complete in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are you doing out there, sisters and brothers? God bless you all. God bless you all. Fired up for the Lord once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm being obedient right now. My flesh wanted to go lay down. I did my long hours tonight at work, and my flesh came in and wanted to relax and lay down, but the Lord said, no, I have a word that I need to speak to my people, and I have chosen you to be that speaker. I need you to go. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for the obedience. I never want to turn my back on doing the work of the Lord, because when I say use me, when he calls and say I need to use you in this capacity, I don't want to be the one to turn around and say, but my flesh is overruling your will in my life right now, God. I don't want to stand in that position. So I salute myself to you, Jesus, and say, have your way. Hallelujah. Because right now I decrease that you may increase, that you may speak your word to your people, dear Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I praise your name. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 103 is our scripture for tonight. It says, praise the Lord, all my soul. Hallelujah. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. That's why I'm complete in the Lord, sisters and brothers, because my innermost being praises his holy name. Oh, it's just, I walk in his praise. I wake up with his praise on my lips. He gives me songs that I just sing to him. My spirit just starts to connect with his, and it just automatically sings out joyous songs to him. My soul just starts to praise him. It pulls me to him in my sleep. I'm dreaming, and in my dream, I'm still saying, thank you, Jesus. I'm honest. I wake up in the middle of the night saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, and he heals all of your diseases. Yes, sister, yes, brother. He said he forgives all of your sins. That's regardless of what your sin is. No little sins, big sins, but whatever your sin is, it's not too big that you can't repent before Father. And your Father said he will forgive all of your sins. I don't care what your sickness is, what your disease is. It may not even have a name for it. The doctors may be saying that there is no cure for it. They may even tell you that there's never been a survivor. But hallelujah. You see why our souls are complete in the Lord. When you get that kind of news, but you can bring that news to your Father and just give it to him and lay it at the altar. He said we can come boldly to the altar and we lay down our concerns. We lay down our worries. We lay down our burdens. And in exchange, he said, I will heal all of your diseases. Hallelujah. That's what sets my soul on fire. That's what stirs me up. He will heal all of my diseases. He who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who else can take a man like Saul, who persecuted Christians, who did anything he could to put them to death, who stoned them, who went out of his way to just make sure that he did anything to knock them down, to tear them down, to break their spirits? Who else could take a man like that and turn him around and make such a change in his life? That he, as he said, a new creature, a totally new creature. He even had to change his name. Because nothing about Paul represented Saul. I say that again. Nothing about Paul represented Saul. Sometimes we have to change our names. We have to change our names. Instead of being called boo-boo all of your life, right now you say that you're not a boo-boo. You're not a mess up. You're not a mistake. And when you get to a certain point in your life, you decide to know, I need to be called Larry. That's who I am. I now need to be called Mary. We're new creatures in Christ. We need a new beginning. We need to be turned around. We need the healing. And he said, I will crown you with love. We need your love. We need a crown of love. I will crown you with compassion. The world is lacking in compassion. The world is lacking in love. God said, I will crown you with love. I will crown you with compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things. He said, I even know that the desires of your heart, I will recognize the desires of your heart, and I will satisfy the desires of your heart. See, while we're running around here and we're taking our tithes and trying to satisfy the desires of our heart, and we're doing everything in opposite direction, my Father already told us in his word, Psalms 103, verse 5, he said that he will satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And think about it, when God satisfies our desires with good things, we can bet the bank on it, they are good things. When we try to satisfy our desires with good things, those good things don't always turn around to be what we thought they were going to be. Come on, somebody. You ever got in a relationship and you thought that was a good thing for you? And you did whatever it was necessary or you thought was necessary at the time to satisfy the desire you had for that person because you thought it was the good thing for you. And as you walk on down that road together and that friendship turned into a relationship and the relationship may or may not turn into marriage, but it definitely turned intimate. And it may have, in the midst of that, kids may or may not have been produced. But anyway, as you walked on down that road, as you got down to that six-month mile or a year mile, it may have been two or three, you figured out that what you thought was good for you is actually piercing you're in the side. It's actually the thing that is hurting you. It's actually the thing that is hindering you. It's actually the thing that's trying to pull you away from the relationship you built with your father. you noticed that you were doing better by yourself than with someone. It don't have to be a spouse or a loved one. It can also be a job. You took the job for what you thought was a good thing. The name of the company may have been something that you thought that's a good thing for me. The salary, who works there, for whatever reason, the benefits. But as you got there, you saw that this is not where God wanted you to be. This is not the pathway of righteousness that you should be following. This thing is going against you. Your pockets may be fat, but your heart is sad. Everything that's in your life is falling apart. So when we try to satisfy our desires with good things, they don't always turn out to be the good things. So sisters and brothers, let's give it to the one we know, who knows our future. He sees our future. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. I just love the way he includes all when he's preaching to us, when he's giving to us, when he's ministering to us. He lets us know that it's for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sin deserves or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from him. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Nothing more than. I don't care where you work or what you wear. I don't care who you criticize. Nothing more than dust. Nothing more than dust. It's the power of Christ in us. It makes us appear to be something different. Hallelujah. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. And his righteousness with their children's children. Are you preparing life for your children's children? Or are you just leaving it up in their hands now and saying, I've raised mine and I'm through? Are you just taking your family around you? You're four and no more. Hallelujah. If they're in your life, if they're around you, they're watching you. The life you live is touching and affecting the way that they're going to live their life. Hallelujah. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Yes, he has, sisters and brothers, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obeys his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works. Everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Psalms 103. Thank you, Jesus, for your lovely word. Thank you for your powerful word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of Christ is in within us. Do you have the power of Christ in you? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord? If your answer is yes, then God is living within your heart. That means that his presence is with you. That means that his presence is in you. Now, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord. And he gave instructions, because we're born into sin, that we are to be baptized. And that lays us down. It's a barrier. It's like being buried. You're confessing before the world that I am a new creature. I am accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so I'm letting him wash away my sins. And I'm laying down and I'm burying myself to the world. And I'm raising up and I'm rising like he rose for me. And I'm rising and I'm coming up now to him with his new cleanliness over me, with his anointing over me, that every step that I take now, I'm trying to go in his pathway of righteousness. It's a shone, it's a glide, something should show about me, a glow. That I'm just not who I used to be. You can remind me of what I used to do. But when you come around me now, the presence of the Lord should let you know that I'm not who I used to be. I don't do the things that I used to do. And it's not because of, oh, no, I had to give this up. It's because I'm a new creature in Christ. Those things don't entice me anymore. I don't have the desire. And if the desire comes my way, it's not strong as it was then. Just serving the Lord can overcome that for me. I found a new answer because I've learned to pray. Because the power of God is in me. I've invited him. I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. So his presence is with me. His presence is in me. Hallelujah. We all have a divine destiny in God. So, sister, wherever you go, he goes. Where are you taking Christ today? Where are you taking him? Did you end up laying in somebody else's marriage or bed tonight? Did you end up fornicating somewhere? Did you end up in the midst of troubles because you started lies or scandalizing someone's name? Where you go, Christ goes with you. See, if you mess up and steer off the righteous road, God is still with you. God is still with you. He loves you no matter what you've done, and he wants to help you right where you are, wherever you're at. You're in a crack house right now, call on him. Wherever you're at, he wants to help you right where you're at. You're sitting in the middle of depression right now, thinking suicidal thoughts. You're thinking of giving up the righteous way, and maybe I'll just turn back to the world. It seems to people as having much more easier if I just do anything I want to. Maybe I'll just turn back to the world. Maybe that will benefit me. Wait. God is up to something. He has a plan for your life. Wherever you go, he goes. He wants to help you right where you are. To my brothers and sisters that is incarcerated, if you're in jail today and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, oh, hallelujah, God is in jail with you. He isn't leaving you. He's right with you. Hallelujah. He will go where you go. He'll stay where you stay. As long as you repent and ask his forgiveness. See, his power, his presence is there with you. Do you feel him right now? Do you feel him wherever you're at? Right now, call upon his name. God, let me feel your presence. Send your power my way. The evangelist says you're here with me. Let me feel your power. Let me feel your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody says, I've been depressed for a long time, and I don't feel the power in the presence of the Lord. This is your day. Hallelujah. The power of Christ is within you. Yes, he is, my sister. Yes, he is, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His power, he's merciful to you. He will honor your recognition of him, and he'll move according to your faith in his word. He will move according to your faith in his word. You're never alone. You're never alone. Wherever God goes, he leaves a trail of life. God leaves a trail of love. He leaves a trail of confidence. You can always tell when someone comes up and try to condemn you and tear you down, and then behind that, they'll put the words, but God loves you, or God told me to tell you this. But always remember this, sisters and brothers. Wherever God goes, he leaves a trail of life. You feel like living life. He leaves a trail of love. You feel the love. He leaves a trail of confidence. You feel like you can go on. You feel like things may change regardless of what they look like. And as you stir up his word in your mind, remember the word, the word, the word. Get the word in your spirit. And as you stir up the word in your own mind and mouth, you got to speak it. Then you're tapping into his power. You tap into his power, the power that's within you. The power that's within you. And then that will start to have an effect on you. So again, we got to get the word. Remember, if you're in need of a Bible, get in touch with us. We'll make sure that we get a Bible to you. You need the word. You need to get that word stirred up in your spirit. Get that word stirred up in your mind. Stirred up in your mouth. Start speaking the word. Oh, yeah, someone's going to tell you, who are you to say the word? Who are you to try to say something about God? Aren't you the one that was just drunk? Aren't you the one that was just selling the drugs? Aren't you the one that was just sleeping around? But remember, just because that's where you're at now, God is right with you. He wants to help you right where you're at. So you keep on speaking the word. The change in your life is going to make such a difference that soon and very soon, they won't have nothing to say to you negative because they're going to see for themselves what God is doing for you. So get the word. Get it stirred up in your heart, in your mind, in your mouth. That's when you start to tap into the power that is within you. And that power is what's going to have the effect on you. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself that you'll start leaving a trail of life, a trail of love and confidence wherever you go to. That's why they're laughing about you today. But you just keep on, sister. You keep on, brother. Regardless of what your past was, you keep on. Keep on staying with the word. Keep speaking the word. Hallelujah. And through you, they'll start seeing the difference in you. They'll start seeing that it had to be God who brought you out of that situation. See, he'll take the mess that you had and get glory out of it. You'll start to leave that trail of life everywhere you go. You'll start to leave that trail of love, that trail of confidence. Good words and good works will begin to follow you, just like they followed Jesus. You have an inner knowing of what to do and when to do it. The peaceful guidance of the Holy Spirit at work within you. You'll be on the right road to fulfilling your divine destinies, those destinies that are buried deep within. You know the ones that you haven't even spoken, told anybody about in so long. In fear of your brother man or your brother sister may laugh at the idea that you know that God has put down off inside of you. The visions that he showed you, you don't even have to be asleep. You're just walking around on a daily basis and you see he's showing you visions. The ones that you haven't spoke about. But you think for a second, wow, that would be so awesome for me. I would enjoy that. That feels like that would fit me. So you start to enjoying life. You start to gaining confidence now. The Holy Spirit starts now working within you. That's when you know you're on the right road to fulfilling your divine destiny. In other words, Jesus doesn't have to be physically on earth to continue doing great works because he left you with enough power to do the works he did, and even greater. Hallelujah. John 14:12 tells us that he left you with enough power to do what he did. Let's just take a moment and go over and look at that. Hallelujah. John 14:12. I take it as always at every broadcast that you have your Bible, because that is your sword. You have your pen and paper to take notes to carry you through. As you need the word, you have your notes. You have your highlighter. Until you can get it off in your spirit, you can run back to it in your times of trouble. You know that the word is still there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. John 14:12 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, he says. 13 says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Now, anyone who has the faith, as you do even greater things than I've done, he said, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Hallelujah. In my name, he said, if you ask, I will do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of Christ is within you, sisters and brothers. The power in Christ, the power of Christ in you will do what the presence of Christ did when he walked the earth. Jesus spoke the truth in love. He was a giver and an encourager Who are you giving to today? Who are you giving your time to today? Who are you giving the word that you're learning right now? Not only are you meditating and keeping it in your heart, are you giving it to your husband? Are you spreading this to your wife, sir? Man of God, the head of your household, are you praying this over your children? Are you taking this to your job? Hallelujah. Who are you giving to today? Who are you encouraging today? That coworker that just keeps doing that report wrong, that just keeps doing this, can you give a word of encouragement? Instead of breaking him down, instead of embarrassing her, can you, God's child, now give some encouragement? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to be a giver. You got to be as God was. Jesus was a giver. Jesus was an encourager. Why can't I? He cared for people. I'm a people person. I love people. I love meeting people. I don't love some of the behaviors that people exhibit, but I love people. I love meeting people. I love talking to people. Jesus never turned his nose up to anyone. He never just kept walking by anybody. He cared for people. He had compassion for people. He was in touch with the Father. He worked miracles through his Father, through the faith he had, through his Father. That's what we're to do. We have to stay in touch with Jesus in order that we may work miracles through our faith. He said that we can do even greater things than he did. He left us not just stories of power. Sometimes we get caught up, and we think it's just the words in the Bible and the stories in the Bible. It's just stories of the power that he gained, the things that he did. But he left us not with just stories of power. But he left us real power, brothers and sisters, power that we can use today, power, real power. Come on, somebody. Can you say real power? You need real power, sister, to pay those bills by yourself. You need real power to bring those kids through the school systems that are going today around the world. Ah, brother, you need real power to, even though your body doesn't feel like it, getting out. I know you're working hard for your family. You need real power to go on another day. That's the power that God has given you. Oh, why not give him praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Jesus also left you his peace. In the midst of turmoil, he left you his peace. You know, your children are our kids with their all hours going into fighting wars. 18, 19-year-olds dying in a war that they don't even understand. But they're going, but in the midst of it, they're still going with peace. God's peace and God's power. He left us with peace. He left us with power. All power. He said, my peace I give unto you. God's peace. He said, I give it unto you. Hallelujah. He says, not as the world giveth, but my peace I give unto you. Hallelujah. John 14:27. See, Jesus wasn't talking about the kind of peace that the world speaks of, which is temporal, based on emotions. But Jesus was talking about a higher peace. Come on. That situation you're in, you can't just take a temporal peace. You need a higher peace. Come on, let's shout out for God. Let him know, here I am, Jesus. All right, I'm waiting. I need a higher peace. Hallelujah. A higher peace, not just the world's peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Not a peace based on emotion. Thank you, Jesus. But his peace, an inner strength that comes from knowing that God is with you always. Oh, his peace passes all understanding. That's the peace you're looking for. But in the midst of that situation, most people would have given up. Most people can't take it. But you're able to hold on to your sanity. Hold on to your family. Hold on to the love. You're able to hold on to your relationship with the Lord. A peace beyond understanding. So when you get to understanding, you've heard your friends say, oh, I don't even understand that anymore. I don't understand how she stayed in those relationships. I don't understand how she continued to pray for her child after the things her child did. I don't understand how they can continue to stay in that car. They don't even have air. How can they stay on that job? Still didn't get promoted. Got looked over again. But peace. Peace beyond understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Beyond all understanding. And that same peace is available to every believer. Don't get mad at me if I've decided to take it. Hey, don't get mad at your sister if they decided to take it. Don't get mad at us because you're still all bogged up in turmoil. Don't get mad at me because you're still stressed out. Don't get mad at the peace you see in my life. Because this peace is available to every believer. Don't get mad at me because I don't have to run to the bottle every time I feel like I need some relief. I don't have to run to a man. I don't have to run to a woman to feel like that I'm special, to feel like that I'm needed, to feel like that I'm loved, to feel like that I'm cared for, to get an arm of comfort. Because I have a Father who can provide all of those things. Because the power of Christ is in me. So remember, I'm complete in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be also. It's available to you. It's available to you. Hallelujah. I know that worry is at odds with fulfilling my destiny, and so I don't want to do it. I don't want to sit around worrying about my destiny, worrying about how long it's going to take for me to get there. Call me a dreamer. I don't ever want to stop dreaming. I don't ever want to stop visualizing. Because the visions God has given to me will come to pass. Speak that out. I feel somebody right now need to just speak that thing out. Speak it out. Don't let nobody hinder you. Don't let nobody tell you to stop speaking out your vision. Don't let them tell you to stop dreaming. Hallelujah. Let them lose their faith if they want to. They won't do it anyway. He showed it to you. Let them still go ahead on their road. trying to find their what they're looking for in all the wrong ways. You don't want to stay with what you believe. Stick to what you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No need of me sitting around worrying about fulfilling my destiny. Hallelujah. See, Jesus just didn't die on the cross and save you from your sins so that you could live a miserable and unfulfilled life. No. He came and shed his blood so that you could have life. John 10:10 said, and he wants you to have it to the fullest so that you could have the power to put the devil in his place under your blood-bought feet. Where are you going to put the devil? Under your blood-bought feet. He came, he shed, and he gave. Hallelujah. He shed his blood. He gave his life. He gave you power. You've been purchased with a high price. I don't care who you are. You have been purchased with a high price. You wasn't cheap. I don't care what man tells you. Man looks at the outer appearance, and they're good at that. Very good at that. They'll criticize you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, from the outer appearance. Never will take out the time to open up the wrapper and get to the good stuff. To look in your heart. To look in your heart. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to somebody right now. But God said, I look at your heart. I'm looking directly at your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want you to have the power to put the devil under your feet. Your feet is blood bought. I want you to know that I paid the highest price just for you. You may be laying in a ditch right now. But God said, I still would have did it just for you. Not just a man that's sitting in the penthouse on Wall Street. But to that single mom that's sitting there right now with not a penny to her name. To that father who's traveling up and down the dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads, trying to make a living, an honest living for his family. God said, I paid the ultimate price just for you. Just for you. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your spirit, which are God's. It's all God's. You've been purchased with a high price. He paid the ultimate amount. Hallelujah. So don't let nobody come and tell you what you're at, what your outer being is at. Your clothes may not fit the designer. Don't let that. Remember, God unwraps the package. He looks at the innermost being. Hallelujah. He's paid the price for you. Ephesians 1:7-9 says, in our closing, in whom we have redemption through his blood. You've been redeemed, sister and brothers. You have been redeemed. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abound towards us in all wisdom, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, see, you have access to God. You can take the scriptures and speak them over your life. Take the scriptures and speak them over your loved ones. You can build mental maps that will draw you straight unto your divine destiny, your glory. And you can know his will for your life. And you can do it. Hallelujah. Remember that God created you, and he is the one who puts the dreams and the visions for your life in your heart. So don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that you can't or you never will. Forget about how long it's been. You're made in God's image, adopted in the family of God, and you can do anything with God's help. Oh, the devil is a liar. But you've got to build that mental map. Cast down any thoughts that will try and rise up against what the Word of God says and move forward. Hallelujah. Jesus told us to use our mouth in faith when he said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which they said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Oh, mark it in your heart, sisters and brothers. Mark 11:23. Go back over it. Go back over it. Three times in the same verse we learn that our words matter. Once to believe. Then he said, once to not doubt, but he told us three times in the verse, Mark 11:23, saith, and saith. That's instruction straight from the lips of Jesus, and it ought to tell you something. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus Christ is in you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all the ones that are in the chat room. A word for you. God bless you and thank you, Jesus. I thank you for his blood, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah. We never want to leave the broadcast without just giving someone that opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus as your personal, it's very important to make sure that he's your personal Lord and Savior. I meet people who tell me that my mama was a praying woman. My mama knew the Lord. My daddy knew the Lord. Oh, my big mama knew the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, it's time right now for you to get a personal relationship with the Lord. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Oh, I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross just for me, that you paid the ultimate price just for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And Jesus, I accept all that your blood shed bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And if you've just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to, starting now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Please let us know of your decision to follow Christ. Anything that I can do to help you, I'll be there for you. You need a Bible, let us know. Send an email to walkwithmegod@aol.com. Leave us a message here on the blog. Or you can call me personally at 210-277-0495. And remember, Christ is thinking about you. He only wants the best for your life. Don't let no one tell you that there's not a change coming over your life. You now too can be complete in Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. In the name of Yeshua, who is able to do all things for sale. Enjoy your life in God. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. We love you.